In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. In this week's stories, loan limits to increase despite Heckam losses, reverse mortgage endorsements on the rise, RMS's parent company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and few acted on gray monster warnings. You're listening to episode 494 for Monday, December 11th. Well, folks, I have to admit, this one left me a little bit surprised. Despite the mounting losses in the Heckam portion of FHA's MMI fund and the noncommittal statements from HUD officials, the lending limit for the federally insured reverse mortgage is increasing. On November 28th, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, or FHFA, announced that they're increasing the Fannie and Freddie lending limits based on nationwide housing price increases. Now, at that time, HUD officials were circumspect when they're asked if that increase would apply to the federally insured reverse mortgages. While it may be surprising to some that HUD in fact announced an increase last Thursday to a new maximum claim amount of $679,650 for 2018, the reality is that only a small overall percentage of reverse mortgage borrowers stand to receive more money. That means there is only a small percentage of the risk that's being increased. And also remember that HUD does arrive at the maximum lending limit by multiplying the Freddie Mac National Conforming Limit of $453,100 by 150% or 1.5 times. Now, HUD's numbers also apply to many areas that receive exceptions to Freddie Mac limits, and those include Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. On the traditional or forward side, loan limits are expected to rise next year in over 3,000 counties, with HUD and FHA citing, again, increases in the median housing prices. It should come as no surprise, especially after the rush to beat the Heckam changes enacted on October 2nd, but reverse mortgage endorsements are on the rise. In fact, they're up over 6% between the months of October and November. That is with over 4,782 loans endorsed in the month of November. Now, this is according from the most recent data from Reverse Market Insight. And of course, we can credit the glut of applications and also the endorsements due to those seeking to beat the October 2nd deadline when lending ratios were reduced. Reverse Market Insight said, "We fully expect many of those last-minute applications will have a lower-than-usual pull-through rate in fundings and endorsements, but we should still see a couple more months of elevated volume before declining to significantly lower monthly totals in the wake of the 2017 PLF curve reductions." And for those of you who may be unfamiliar with the term pull-through rate, what it does is it tracks the FHA case numbers that have been issued for Heckam applications and then compares those to the percentage of those particular applications that are actually funded and endorsed. In late October, it was reported that the parent company of Reverse Mortgage Solutions, RMS, was planning to restructure their debt via a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. 1 week ago, the parent company, Walter Investment Management Corporation, officially did file for Chapter 11, and they have shifted some of their top management as well. Now, this is not the company's first management shakeup. In October 2016, Walter announced 9 executive departures. Since 2013, Walter Investment stock prices fell consistently from over $45 per share in 2013 to a virtual penny stock, consistently trading under $1 since mid-summer 2017. It should be noted that the company's precipitous fall in stock value was not due to reverse mortgage originations or servicing, as that only represented a small percentage of the corporation's overall business model. In fact, in 2012, Walter Investment acquired Reverse Mortgage Solutions, that is, the servicing of Heckam loans, for the price tag of $120 million. The company's bullish outlook on the reverse mortgage industry was confirmed again in 2013 with their purchase of Security One Lending. But 4 short years later, RMS exited Heckam Origination and ceased all operations for originating reverse mortgages in January 2017. RMS was one of the industry's largest issuers of HMBSs, or Heckam mortgage-backed securities, and at one time acquired over $12 billion in servicing rights from former Heckam lender and servicer Wells Fargo. I want to thank my friend Scott Norman from Finance America Reverse for sending me this article in the Washington Post. Columnist Robert Samuelson writes, "No one can say we weren't warned. For years, scholars of all shapes and sizes, demographers, economists, political scientists have cautioned that the populations of the most advanced countries are gradually getting older, with dramatic consequences for economics and politics. But we haven't taken heed by preparing for an unavoidable future." And that "we" is not just us here in the United States. In fact, it's an issue in Europe, Japan, and developed countries in South America. The issue is really a mathematical one. Low birth rates and increasing life expectancy are resulting in aging populations having less money. Since 1970, the average life expectancy at age 60 in developing countries has risen from 18 years to 23.4 years by 2050. So that means you're adding that many years to an individual's life expectancy. And it's forecast to increase by 27.9 years. That's nearly 90 years of age. The cost of Social Security and pensions is going to be astonishing. Now, governments are full aware of these pressures and have increased their eligibility rates, but the political willpower to actually enact the changes to make these programs solvent, not just here in the U.S., let's just say it's a little less than lacking. And here's another reality that politicians will never tell you. Unless retirement ages are increased dramatically or benefits are cut, highly unlikely because of the outcry, more of the income for the working age population, yes, that's a lot of you that are listening, is going to be siphoned off, and higher taxes or reductions in other government programs and spending. Which I would say there is an incentive for the younger generation to really be the biggest proponents of reverse mortgages. Hopefully our politicians are paying attention and will embrace the need for alternate means of financing the older Americans' retirement. Perhaps a reverse mortgage would be in order. And that, folks, wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget that you can subscribe and follow us on iTunes or at podbean.com. For this week's latest commentary and analysis, go to HECMworld.com, also the home of the Top 100 HECM Lenders Report. As always, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you here again next week.